Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show this morning. My guests, it's going to be a fun day. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. Whenever I get the chance to talk to Terry Beckerman and Chuck Johnson, they are the head gears in charge of, well, at least Terry is. I don't know what Chuck does.
You don't want me to answer that.
Walk out. No, he won't. No, I can pretty much assure you he's in that seat for the next hour, however long you're going to let him stay there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's from the Mount Carmel River Fest. It's Terry Beckerman and Chuck Johnson. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming over.
Man, it's sure good to be here.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Chuck, thank you so much for coming over.
Barbecue!
I know. See, this thing, Chuck's fired up, isn't he?
He always is.
He always is fired up. How many years is this? Has this been for the Wabash River Fest?
17. This is 17.
Is this 17?
Yes, it is.
See, now I'm feeling like 100 years old thinking about that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Because yeah, I've been over there. I bet you're feeling more like 150.
Well, yeah, and then you can imagine what that makes Chuck feel like. He's been there longer than I have.
Chuck's closer to 150.
Well,
you're going to get up and leave. I'm going to sit here and insult you until you leave, aren't you? I'm sorry about that. That's just my way.
I haven't even started on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's coming back.
We do have some ad breaks, though, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
yeah, we do.
You better have one coming soon.
All right. Wabash River Fest is coming up next weekend, right? Give me the dates, Terry.
That's right. 22nd, 23rd, Friday and Saturday. And we're going to fill Market Street with all kinds of pork and beef and chicken and
move that thing a little
who
bit
knows
closer.
What else.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's better. Well, now that messed it up.
Yes, but now you can hear me.
Now I'll go live. I'll just walk around the station.
See, now that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's good
thinking. I can do that.
Here, put that on there. I'll turn you off for a second. As Chuck was messing with the microphone. Pick it up by the arm up there. There you go.
Hey.
See, there are different things you can use.
Yeah. When I worked at a radio station, I didn't have one of those.
Oh, really?
Here it is. It sits
on the one on the
That
ground?
Was it.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Right. That was it.
When did you work at the radio station?
Oh, it's been a year or so.
Which one?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh,
both
really?
Of them in Mount Carmel.
Both
yeah.
of them. Well, not all three of them, just both of the commercial stations.
Both of the commercial stations.
I see.
Yes.
They couldn't find anybody
I'm going to say the names have changed like four or five times probably since names and letters and stuff.
Well, yeah. Yeah, especially the one of them has changed over here just recently.
Yeah. It's not what, Christian Rock?
It's a K-Love station.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't know how I got off on that. All right, 17th annual Wabash River Fest Barbecue Championship coming up next weekend, April 22nd. Fellas, how big is the crowd going to be? What is the expected number of folks? What do you usually get, Terry?
What do you think, Chuck?
Well, considering it's not supposed to rain, we could get 10, 15, 20,000 people. We got room for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we can take that many. We're expecting probably closer to
we've got more food vendors than we've ever had before.
How many food vendors you got coming in?
Well, let's see. We've got 16 by my last count, and that's more than we have for
Ag
Days.
And that doesn't even include the contestants, right?
Yeah, but the
competitors?
I have six teams that are vending food.
Oh,
we've
really?
Never had that many team vendors before.
No kidding.
And one of them is a backyard team that is vending food. And that's the first time we've allowed backyard teams to vend.
Never happened. Never happened before.
Never happened
before.
It's
a year of firsts.
I was going to say, what kind of changes did you have to make to be able to permit a backyard team to be able to vend?
I had to beat the committee in the submission.
We're easy marks.
I was
going to
say, Terry just sitting there nodding, yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what I meant was like health department wise and that kind of stuff.
As long as they have their license and their certificates, they're good to go. But basically, it was getting the committee to say, yeah, let's let them do it because the people want to be able to sample what the teams are doing. And that's been the big seller. And the first year we started letting teams vend, the people were going nuts. Yay! Wow, we get to sample the teams.
Yeah.
Now, we do have people's choice to let them sample the teams, but that wasn't enough for our local fans.
That only covers really a dozen teams as opposed to to more of them now that'll be able to vend if they want to.
And we've had People's Choice since the second year of the contest.
Oh, really?
It's progressed because that first time we did it wasn't real good example of how to do a People's Choice.
How many teams did you start out with? I mean, this has been 17 years in the making, Chuck. How many teams did you start out with competing?
The first year it was a Memphis and May contest, and I think they might have had 19. Mm-hmm. But that was a different kind of contest than what we're doing now, because now we're Kansas City, and this year we've got 31 teams. We've had as many as 50.
I thought you had. Tell me the difference between Memphis and May versus Kansas City.
Well, Memphis and May is strictly pork. They do ribs, shoulder, and whole hog. Kansas City, they do four categories, which chicken. Is chicken, ribs, pulled pork, and brisket.
Beef.
Brisket.
Beef brisket.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of difference, and Kansas City is strictly blind. Memphis and May, or MBN, as it is now, you had on-site and blind.
Really? I'm surprised there's any non-blind, because, I mean, you would think blind would be the...
MBN, that's what they had. This year, they've changed. And in this humble judge's opinion, that may have been a bell ringing in the background saying, bye-bye.
Death knell.
Because they took away the on-site for the judges except for finals.
Oh, really?
And I think...
I'm surprised they still permit that, because, I mean, that's the big point in the competition, isn't it?
For the Memphis,
yeah,
that was a big, strong selling point for judges. And now I don't know what they're going to do.
Hmm.
But also then with Memphis, none of those teams were allowed to sell anything.
Oh, really?
Because they don't have time to sell.
Right. Well,
they're too busy with preparation and presentation.
There's a lot of – I mean, how many judges – you know, all right, now they each prepare, each barbecue team here. Let's talk about Mount Carmel only then. Each Mount Carmel team will present in styrofoam
container.
They'll present the four styles, right?
Mm-hmm. Each at four a different categories. Time. Yeah.
How many judges do you have?
Oh, let's see.
Kansas City style. Who are you bringing?
You'll have about one and a third judge for every team you got, because you have to have a table captain, and then you'll have a couple extra judges just in case.
No kidding.
So you've got six regular judges at each table, plus a table captain. They've always got a couple of extra judges around. And each table judges six teams. So really you have seven judges for every six teams.
I see. So you're going to end up having...
It'll be 40.
Over 40 different judges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you find that many certified? Because there's certification involved here, isn't there, Terry?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the judging this is serious business.
Very serious.
Where do you find that many certified judges?
Well, there's a list of them.
Yeah?
In the KCBS book and in the magazine, plus most of the judges will come find you.
Because they're interested in doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to practice.
That's what they want to do.
And some of us...
They wouldn't be judges otherwise.
No. Right?
Some of us have been doing it since 2005.
Really? As he raises his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I got involved in Kansas City because of the brisket.
You were a brisket cook or a brisket fan?
I want to eat it.
What's your favorite one over there? Do you like Arthur Bryant's, or is that too showy? Or do you like the one downtown, Gantz?
You're talking about Kansas City?
Yeah, Kansas City.
I've never been at either one of them.
Where do you eat in Kansas City? Have you ever been to Kansas City?
One time.
Yeah?
Didn't go to any one of them.
You didn't go to barbecue?
Too busy at the conference.
Oh, I see. So you were...
They didn't give us the time.
I suspect the barbecue might have been better at the conference than it was downtown.
Actually, they didn't serve us any. I even went to the Royal and got... Gaga.
I gotta tell you, Chuck, that sounds like you just got hosed. Don't you think, Terry? I mean,
crying out loud.
You go to the Kansas City barbecue.
What does this mean?
That means
I don't understand.
I just hit it on the nose.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm not good with
that's
those.
A charade
those things.
Thing. Yeah, that's a charade thing. He didn't want to say it himself. Since other people might listen occasionally.
Well, you know, it's okay to go to these places and not eat, right?
I mean, no.
No.
Now, if you want to talk about Memphis, I can tell you about Memphis.
All right.
Now, we don't care right now because we're Kansas City, right?
Yeah, you're Kansas City.
You can come
I'm
over
talking about the restaurants.
You can come over.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
Well, that's what we want to
do. All right. Before we're going to go take a break. We'll take a second before we, if you're going to talk about Memphis restaurants, what's your favorite barbecue restaurant in Memphis?
Memphis Barbecue Company.
Where's that?
Just outside Memphis.
Why would the Memphis Barbecue Company be outside Memphis?
Because it's just across state line.
Into, is it in
Arkansas? Mississippi.
Oh, down south. Okay.
When I say just cross state line, you just
I was thinking across the river.
No.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Now, that's a new one on me. My last good barbecue, I've been to Memphis several times. My last good barbecue, Rendezvous overrated to me.
Thank you.
I think Rendezvous
I'd
overrated.
I'd hit you if you'd said anything else.
And 15 or 20 years ago, Corky's was outstanding. But then they started franchising it out, and it all went to heck in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
If you want my honest opinion, that's my honest opinion on Memphis barbecue. We're talking barbecue. We're gonna actually, Terry, I promise, we're gonna talk about Mount Carmel here pretty soon.
That's fine. It's just like it is in the meeting.
This is the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I'm joined by Terry Beckerman along with Chuck Johnson. We're talking about the Wabash County River Fest, RIBBERFEST, and it's the 17th annual. Comes up next Friday and Saturday. And Terry... We've gone the whole time without even starting talking about what's taking place. Tell me when things all get kicked up and going on Friday.
Well, the teams will be cooking during the day, and so there's a few things going on. We'll have our vendor village open, and that's homemade crafts and, you know, things like kettle corn and,
sure,
you know, stuff that you don't need but food, you're going to buy anyway.
Any food there?
Yeah, there's some food. We've got Ken's Cookie Jar, who always sells out on Friday, all kinds of cookies and...
It needs to double up.
Well, you know what? It's almost like he thinks that he can only work 2 weeks in front of that, you know, to get ready.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
So he sells, okay.
He sells out on Friday night.
Well,
yes. Yes. So, but that's okay. So get there on Friday
if
you want any of this
Makes
stuff.
Sense.
So,
makes sense.
Yeah, there'll be those things going on. And then basically about 3 or 4 o'clock is when we start. 4 o'clock is when the wine garden opens up.
Tell me about the wine garden.
The wine garden.
Where is that?
It is in the Nykirk Engineering building.
Okay, that's now this is all on the main.
It's all on Market Street.
All on Market.
Basically, we
which is 15, basically, right on the way to
used to be.
Oh, it's not 15. Oh, they moved it.
They moved Route 1 and Route 15 2 blocks west down Walnut Street.
That gets you out of the way of trucks.
Well, we don't. That's true. That's true. But we don't want to go into all of that. Why in the world do you move a highway off your Market Street? But we're not going to go into that. I'm going to bring that up.
All right. Sorry.
It's not an issue anymore.
All right. That's cool.
Old news. The wine garden. We've got 4 wineries that'll be there. And it's going to be open 4 to 10 on Friday and then noon to 8 on Saturday.
Really?
And it's a good deal. I mean, you walk in, $5 gets you a wristband, and you can use that both days.
And that's a tasting.
That's a tasting.
Okay.
Right. So you don't have to buy anything mm-hmm. past the $5. All the wineries will have their wines on sale by the bottle if you'd like to buy them to take them home.
Who's coming in? Do you know Berryville?
Berryville and Losada and
Fox Creek and Homestead.
And Homestead.
Hey, those are some pretty solid wineries there. That's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. See, Chuck's really up on this stuff.
I'm glad you decided to join the conversation, Chuck.
But $5, $5. First 200 people in get a free wine glass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. For $5, you don't even buy the wine glass for $5, right?
It's like stealing.
Almost. Yes. Well, there you go. Anyway, we will have crowds there all the time.
And then you got live entertainment Friday night as well.
Live entertainment starts at 5 o'clock on the Riverfest Live main stage. Doesn't that sound good?
Where is the
River? Where would you put a thing like that?
I don't know.
Fourth and Market.
Right in the middle of the whole thing.
A fourth, you said?
Fourth and Market.
Right in the middle of the whole thing. If you've ever been to a festival in Mount Carmel, it's where the stage always sets because otherwise people will just sit there and the music won't be there.
Yeah, I guess
so
that's true.
You put it where they're expecting it.
But that would be just... this direction from City Hall, I guess, or from the Elks Club
next to the courthouse.
Next to the courthouse.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Where do people park?
There are a lot of there's a few city parking lots within a half block of the area. So if you kind of drive around that, you'll find some. They park on the street. All of the on street parking is available from a little past 5th Street on to the north. So there's quite a bit of parking there. Just drive around a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not a huge town.
No.
You know, once you get close.
You're the biggest town in the area, though.
Well, we know that. But we try not to advertise
that way.
Fine.
That's fine.
Everybody is our friend.
That's right.
So we're not going to upset anybody.
Oh, no.
But we're a good place to go.
That's exactly right.
And you can have a good time, and we don't charge. One of the things we always say is free parking, free admission, free entertainment. And basically all of our festivals uptown are the same way.
I see. Now that's outstanding because a lot of places they'll try to charge you to park.
Well, you've already spent.
Yeah,
lots of
dollars.
And if you're
bringing the family.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and this is a family. I mean, it's a lot of fun for the whole family.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of rides. I mean, we don't do that kind of family, but it's good family fun. It's still clean
families
fun.
Families do like, you see the little kids with the barbecue to rib type of thing. Now, that's fun for everybody.
We've got ribs for every size person. Everyone.
You got short ribs, you got St. Louis style, but mainly Kansas.
We got funnel cakes,
Oh.
Funnel cakes.
Oh, hey, we've got the one guy's got 30 flavors of funnel cakes.
30 flavors? Like what?
Well, he didn't tell us. Were we supposed to check on that? Chuck.
I don't remember all the different flavors he had last year.
You had one thing
had
to do,
caramel
Chuck.
Funnel cakes.
One thing. One thing to do, Chuck. That was it, was find out the funnel cake flavors.
Excuse me.
Oh, was there something else?
Well, now I bet he has probably chocolate chip and that kind of thing.
Oh, I would think.
Pumpkin, I would mm-hmm. presume, something like that. It's a guess.
But
possible.
You know, menus all over the place. Shrimp.
Where do you find a shrimp? All right. Shrimp is not part of the barbecue. It's not part of the barbecue system.
Not yet.
Grilled shrimp.
That's what I'm asking. Is somebody going to have some grilled shrimp up there at the...
You made me leave the book in the car, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Just say yes, Chuck. Yes.
His bad.
Yes.
You just say yes, Chuck.
Look on your phone.
I don't have it in. Oh, yeah, you know, I probably do.
Do you think you have it
we
in
ought to
phone?
Talk about something else, and then let me see if I can find this.
I'll tell you what I'll talk about. How about Saturday morning start? What starts up Saturday morning? It looks like the pulled pork tasting. Yeah, is that when all the
that's
tasting stuff, the
choice.
Tasting
that's
events?
One of the people's choices. We give the butts to some of the teams. They cook them, bring them back to us, and then we give the people a chance to taste 12 teams by sampling the different.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. So it's all the part of the. I mean, everybody's running off the same time schedule and everything.
Yep.
On doing these butts, pork butts.
Pork butts.
So, how much time do you give? Do they get to cook and season?
We
and
give
all
them to them the afternoon
the
before. They cook them overnight.
Okay.
And then give them back to us the next morning, and we split them up, make up the different sample boxes. People come up, buy the boxes, taste the different samples. They have no idea what teams they're sampling.
Yeah.
The different containers are all numbered, so they decide which number tastes the best to them.
I see.
They put their ticket into
in a canister
the box.
Or something, the voting canister type of thing.
And decide, mm-hmm. Okay, this one tastes the best to us, so they're voting for which sample they feel is the best.
And that's going to go from 11 to 2 on Saturday?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the ribs, which
the
is
ribs
the same
Friday
thing,
night.
Is Friday night from
oh,
6
okay.
to 8.
I missed that. All right. Well, I
oh,
missed
yeah.
That
don't
all.
Miss the ribs.
I
yep.
missed the ribs. Oh, that's the hunk of burning ribs is
right.
the people's choice.
That's our rib burn-off.
Okay. So if you want the ribs.
You mm-hmm. got to be there Friday night.
Are you going to use the same teams for Friday and Saturday?
Some teams are in both of them. Some teams are not.
So they entered on their own.
They right. entered on their own.
Doesn't cost them anything.
We give them right. the ribs. We'll give them each team involved gets 3 slabs of ribs to cook.
Yeah.
Then they're going to cut them up, and we're going to divvy out the different pieces of ribs so that, you do not
it's a
know
sweet deal.
What teams you're sampling. Mm-hmm. Some of the people, oh, I know who this is. I know who it is. I can tell. No, they don't.
How much, what's it cost me per taste, or is it to get into the rib thing?
$5.
$5
gets you four samples.
Four samples.
So we limit it to 12 teams, so there'll be 3 boxes, mm-hmm. an A, B, and a C. And if you want to taste all 12, it's $15.
Oh, okay.
So, but you're getting 12 ribs.
Well, you know, and the thing is, if you're eating 12 ribs, there's a reason you set it up for $5, because you're not going to want to eat 12 ribs, unless you're like me and you're really, really hungry.
And that is a full.
That's a slab of
baby backs is
yeah.
12 of those.
Yeah.
So, you know. So, but you know, you go buy those; they're going to cost you 15 or more.
Oh, more. Yeah.
So this is not a high price. One of the great things too about both of these People's Choice events is that because of our sponsors, if you give us $5 for these 4 ribs. On that night, our senior citizens get $5.
Oh, on the Friday night one.
On Friday night, 100% of the money that we bring in goes to our senior center.
That's Borovia XIGA, as well as, I don't mind, WSJD.
Yeah. Yes, our 2 sponsors there. Mm-hmm.
Though that's an incredible deal.
Right.
That's
and then
very thoughtful.
And then on Saturday.
And then on Saturday, do you have just the one and the pulled pork? You don't have any more of the... Or
it's the smoke
on the Wabash?
That's not the backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
we'll get to that.
That's Chuck's.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you can see there the
Wabash
the
General Hospital and the First National Bank of
right.
Carmel,
and all of that money goes to Safe Haven Homeless Shelter for Women and Children.
So the money's going to the great cause.
Oh yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things that Riverfest wants to be is some group that can give back to the community. We're not just there just for the festival. We want to be
but
there for more than
that.
Well, you know.
The creation of outstanding food.
People, too.
The celebration
yes.
of, Terry, come on. Chuck, the celebration of the outstanding food is why you're there to start with, right?
Well, I think it should be.
It should be.
Yes.
I'm there to eat.
That's cool.
Okay, that's a somewhat more simplistic.
I
yes.
gotta know what's on Saturday. You've got 11:88 p.m. KCBS Team Barbecue for Sale. Tell me what the Team Barbecue for Sale.
Okay, you've got well.
Now this is the 6 vendors that you were talking
yes.
about earlier, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Now,
okay.
5 of them are selling both days. They're in the regular concession area in the food court with the regular vendors. You've got one team vendor in the backyard that is only selling on Friday.
Okay.
So you might want to come on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, so you might want to come Friday just because of them.
Yeah.
And that's our Smoking Hedgehogs.
Okay.
Because they're only going to vend, like I said, on Friday because they're going to be busier than a long
tail. They're going to be a little bit busy.
That's right.
Than a long tail cat in a room full of rocking chairs because they're going to be working their tails off competing on Saturday.
Who's serving breakfast? I see you have some folks.
Yeah, we've got about five different vendors serving breakfast
on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. There's at least three I can think of off the top of my head that are serving breakfast. One of them was there 2 years ago. He was in the hospital last year. He would have been here last year.
They smoking sausage or what? Are they? What are they?
Biscuits and gravy. A lot of them tater tots.
A lot of them do biscuits and gravy. We've got
tater tots with their own powder, probably mix or something on them. That'd be. I mean, everybody's got gravy. Their own. Well, gravy on tater tots?
Of course.
Sure. Oh, hold on a second.
What do you have on tater tots?
My question is, do you have the ambulance on duty, on call there, if you've got all the barbecue going on, and then you're going to put gravy on your tater tots?
We're very safe in Wabash County. Yes, we... Do you know how hard it is to keep ambulance drivers away from a place like this?
Probably pretty difficult.
You know, they either get to do what they love or they get to eat what they love. You can't have a bad day.
One or the other. Way. That's exactly right. And the food vendors are going to start up about 11 o'clock on Saturday.
They'll really be in earnest by 11. Yeah, yeah. Lots. Just so much on the menu. Just amazing.
I'm talking here about the Wabash River Fest, the 17th annual Wabash River Fest. You can find them at riberfest.com. That's not river, that's river, RIBBERFEST.com. Take a look at it, find more information. I'm talking with Terry Beckerman and Chuck Johnson, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about what's going on Saturday as I'm going to get... Back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 9:46, about 59 degrees outside, and I'm talking today with the folks from the Wabash River Fest in Mount Carmel, taking place next Friday and Saturday, taking place the 22nd and 23rd in downtown Mount Carmel. And we were talking about some of the other things going on Saturday. I did not realize that you have a Cannonball Downhill Derby. Terry, tell me about the Cannonball Downhill Derby.
You know, the wildest group in Mount Carmel is the Kiwanis Club.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
I've always thought so.
I thought that was us. Well,
you're second.
Well, again, we love everybody.
You're second place, Chuck.
And, this is the third year, and people build their own cars. And
is this just for kids or adults?
No. Well, let's just say the hospital has won the first 2 years. Okay, so if what you see is one of these
that's
guys,
probably a good thing that the hospital can treat their own injuries.
They'll run that car down, and something's not exactly right, and they bring it back up the hill, and you'll see 15 people around. Oh, we got to fix it. What are we going to do with this? I mean, this is individuals. We have people coming from Indiana that race. There's just it's a wide group. And they really are there to have fun. But, you know, anything that is fun, that is a competition.
Somebody wants to win.
They do want to win. Yeah. It's amazing.
What's the prize?
Trophies.
Is that right?
That's all. They do give a lot of trophies.
Where are we running this? In like Mount Carmel is a hilly town. I mean, there's a reason they named it Mount Carmel.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And everything we do starts at the top and stays there, let me tell you.
There you go.
But except the downhill
except
derby.
Except the derby, yeah.
And it kind of ends up down a little bit lower. So we start at 3rd and Market.
Okay.
Okay, and then they go east down 3rd Street.
Right,
and
toward
got,
the those big houses.
That's right, the big ones.
Yeah, the great big ones.
And they hit a little bump down there, and they just stop immediately.
I bet they do.
Actually, they go almost another block uphill toward Cherry Street before they stop.
How big of a drop is that? Have you ever checked?
I have a fear of heights. I don't...
You're not going to get on the downhill racer ramp, are you?
That's right. Yeah. No. I don't know what it'd be like to slide off of that thing without a car, but I think, you know, certain times of the year you could go. It'd be like a big slip and slide.
What time of day are they going to do that?
They're going to start. I think they start registration at 1 o'clock, and then they start racing at noon.
At 2.
I mean, yeah. You wouldn't register at 1, would you?
That wouldn't work.
But if you got a car, you know, you need to go online and look at the rules for the car, because it's getting pretty close if you're just going to build one. But you come and watch.
You're no longer going to be able to put together the cardboard car to get into it.
Probably not. There are some people, you know.
I got to ask you. We were talking about there was a cardboard car in before.
There was. In the first year, there was a cardboard car, and it did not last.
I was going to say, you get more than one run. I presume they only got one.
As soon as they start registering, you get a couple of practice runs.
Okay.
And then it's like a double elimination tournament, just two cars at a time. So, you know, it takes a little while to go through all those.
No steering involved, no hay bales perched out there?
There are hay bales. It does take over 400 hay bales.
Really?
To line the course.
Yeah.
But it's a straight course.
Those are the safety hay bales.
Yes.
Yeah, those aren't the ones you're veering around.
Right. They talked about using the iron gates and thought maybe that wasn't the best. You know,
maybe not.
You know, they're a pretty smart group too.
That's good.
We give them credit when we need
to. That's outstanding.
But if you've never seen something like this, it's fantastic. Come over and watch
and
this.
That's on Saturday.
That's on Saturday too. They'll probably be done about 6 o'clock or something like that.
You know, one of the other big things, it's going both days, that we haven't really talked about is the art stuff. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. The art, years ago we had a quilt show. Switched over an art show, and now we have 80 to 100 entries every year. Yeah.
Is that a contest, too?
Well, it is. It is judged.
Oh, I see.
When they're entered, it's judged. The ribbons are already on the pieces when you go in to look at it.
Oh, I see.
You do, though, have the opportunity to vote for People's Choice in all three of the age categories.
Nice.
And it doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost anything to get in. Doesn't cost anything to vote.
All media or just painting or what?
All media.
Really?
Just all kinds. Whatever somebody comes up with that they call art and that it can be put in a museum safely. But people have a good time with it.
The museum in Mount Carmel is where?
Is right there on Market Street between 3rd and 4th on the west side of the street.
So that's all part of the same place.
All part of it. Almost everything is right there. The only thing that's not actually on Market Street is our cornhole tournament.
Okay.
And because sometimes the weather affects that on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it'll get a little windy maybe.
Yeah, a little windy. And then those corn bags when they get wet, if they do,
you don't want to do
that. So we're in St. Mary's Gym, which is just a block away off Market. And we had a lot of participation in that again last year. $5 to get in for singles, $10 for doubles.
That's at 2 o'clock also, isn't it?
2 o'clock, and it'll run until about 6.
So what I would want to do is I'd want to enter the cornhole tournament, lose, so then I could go enter the or maybe have already registered for the downhill driving thing.
What cornhole tournament?
Yeah. What cornhole? Wait a minute. Let me say this right. It's the Illinois State Championship Cornhole Tournament.
I thought you had some I thought you had some kind of particular.
Yes, we do.
It's the only one.
Really?
Illinois State Championship.
So we're going to determine the Illinois State champ at this cornhole.
That's right.
How about that?
When you come to Mount Carmel, like I say, you are on top.
Class joint. class joint.
Only class, yeah.
Hey, all right, Chuck, I got to know. We were talking, let's talk a little bit about the barbecue. This is, we're all about the barbecue here. And I was saving the best for last year. Tell me about this backyard barbecue contest.
Okay, this year my backyard has grown to 16 teams.
Where's your backyard?
Well, we don't give out
at home. My backyard is at home.
Different backyard.
Different backyard. No, our teams this year will be on 4th Street across from the stage.
Now, what's the difference between the backyard tournament and or the backyard competition and the other competition? The
backyard consists of two categories. It's for those that aren't real sure that they're ready to compete in four categories,
yeah,
that are practicing.
Yeah.
And right now I still have some openings if there are people that would be interested in seeing.
How many can you get up to? About room for 15, 20, you said? You had 16 already.
I've got 16 now. I could take two or three more if there are some people out there that would be interested. They go to the website, get the forms.
Ribberfest.com, RIBBERfest.com.
And I'm sure my name and phone number is right there on those forms. If you got questions, call me. My cell phone's usually in my pocket.
Chuck, and the backyard, you're cooking what? Or is it their choice?
Chicken and ribs.
Chicken and ribs. Okay. How much time do you give those folks to cook?
They start cooking about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Their first turn in is at 5.
Oh, okay. Bring your own smoker and all that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah.
Does anybody, have you had people graduate from your backyard competition to the main competition?
As a matter of fact, the team that was our grand champion last year is cooking in our front yard this year.
Really?
And the name of that team, and I loved it last year having to call their name, was Wee Wee Wee.
That's exactly how they wrote it on the forum, too.
All right, how do they spell that?
Yeah. Wee Wee Wee. Exactly.
Long letters.
And everybody got so tired of me calling that.
I bet they did if they won.
Oh, they won.
They won.
They were. Yeah,
where are they from?
Were on top.
Oh.
I don't know. You left the book out there.
No, I didn't bring that book. But
they're from out of town.
Yeah, they are from out of town.
Yes. See, we know that.
All right, you have 31 in the main competition, 31 teams to this point in the main comp. Where do you put them all?
All up and down the street. I've got them from, except for the five teams that are in the food court area,
yeah,
that are
the vendors.
Vendors. The rest of them are from 4th and Market all the way down to the post office at 5th Street.
My goodness, that's a slew of squads.
Oh, we've had them all over the place. I've had some that I actually last year had down at 3rd and Market.
Really?
Because we had a couple of extras, and that's where I stuck them.
Where's all the judging take place?
This year we'll be in St. Mary's.
Okay. Okay.
And my backyard judging will be in what used to be known as the Crystal Building in the old Iva Lou's restaurant.
Where do you put everybody? You've got
every place we can find a hole.
We've got 40 judges coming to town for this because, I mean, the judges aren't local, I presume, for the most part.
Well, now, our backyard judges, a lot of them will be local because we have classes just to teach backyard judging.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you do
this? I have a partner named Colette Grigsby who we have been involved in this since the beginning of our Riverfest. And we are both certified judges, and we have been training our backyard judges. And we basically hold backyard judging classes.
You know, one of the things we haven't even talked about, and I probably ought to have mentioned earlier before we're near the end of the show, there's a lot of money involved. This is serious business. The barbecue part of it is pretty serious. What's the prizes?
$7,000 for the KCBS teams.
Wow.
Yeah, plus another couple of thousand in trophies and things, and then the backyard teams, we don't do cash for those.
Trophies.
But,
I mean, if you're backyard, you only want a trophy. You're not a professional.
Now, there are $1,500 worth of prizes.
Oh, really?
Smokers and grills and all kinds of stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not just the trophy, but you do get trophies. But, you know, we don't want them to become professional illegally.
You don't you don't want to blow anybody's NCAA status.
That's right. We may have brackets next year. Oh, who knows?
See, now that would be cool.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Get enough teams, have a little judge down or something.
Yeah, I have a three week tournament.
Oh, wow.
Cook once a week.
I can see Chuck saying, no, that's not cool at all.
I think anything where he's seeing people cook barbecue.
You'd be all right with just seeing people cook barbecue, Chuck.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, I've got
I want to have a double.
I've got to mention one more thing. Okay. One more thing, because you've mentioned the weather. It is going to be so nice that weekend, and we've got a motorcycle show,
a motorcycle exhibit on
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Just come in, park the motorcycle, register, no charge.
Then go eat.
Go eat, watch the downhill, do whatever you want to.
Bring a separate shirt, put a separate shirt in a saddlebag in case you get like goo all over your front.
That's right.
Getting a cornhole tournament.
There you go.
Yeah, and then they'll award, they'll judge those bikes in three categories and send you home with a trophy.
That sounds like a great time.
It should be.
Folks, we're talking about the Mount Carmel River Fest. It's on April 22nd, 23rd, next Friday and Saturday in Mount Carmel. Terry, thanks for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for coming.
Anytime.
Oh, and find us on Facebook, Wabash Riverfest.
Find us on Facebook, Wabash Riverfest, and riverfest.com. Fellas, have a great day. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Talk to you all tomorrow.